Many more growers signed up for the California Almond Sustainability Program over the last year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. It's a self-assessment program answering questions about how they produce almonds. It went from 300 growers signed up to 1,400 growers, representing an acreage increase from 70,000 acres to 150,000 acres. Brian Walbrink is an almond grower and chairman of the Almond Board of California.
I think it shows you that sustainability is front and center now, and I think this program has been so strong for so long, and we made modifications to make the modules a little easier to use. I know the questions are detailed. It takes a long time to get in there and actually fill out the forms, but I think growers are really utilizing the data and the output that it's generating. So I think it was a big year for CASP. I think there's still focus and work to do on the way. But anytime you can do an industry benchmark and start pulling information from the growers is a very powerful thing. CASP is very important. We're using it in our reputation management, and we're really trying to spread the word of the work of the growers worldwide.
India is the number one export market for almonds for many reasons. Almond Board President and CEO Richard Waycott.
Diabetes is huge because they're known as the diabetes center of the world now. So that's a big one. And then just the traditions of health and beauty with almonds in India that go back 3,000 years in terms of their traditional diets, seeing food as medicine, something they've always believed in. So, yeah, we're very well situated there.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.